Tomorrow morning at 7:10, it's Muse in the News with the great Gordo on the Dunham and Miller Show. Mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we're wrapping up for today. Tomorrow we have the Cape Buffalo Grill ahead of us.
How was that party last night, the victory party? A lot of people toasting and celebrating.
A lot of people high-fiving.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of that going on, drinking champagne from the Jack Daniels cup.
Awesome.
Drinking champagne and feeling no pain.
Well, Big Dick Hunter is in here now.
Hello, Hardline. Really glad to hear you guys earlier discovering the greatness of Wayne Lee over the last few days. Have you ever seen the picture that I keep on my desk that Wayne Lee gave me of him and his Ticket bicycle? He has a bicycle that he rides. It's covered in Ticket stickers.
Right.
Have you ever heard anything from the Wayne Lee song collection? You know, he comes up on the P1 WAC and performs original compositions.
No.
He has one tune called Dumb Danny, where he expresses in song his frustration over the fact that Danny doesn't answer the phone.
Carter.
But he does answer the phone.
It just takes him a while sometimes.
Most of the producers, well, actually, when Wayne calls, he normally calls Turley.
Mm-hmm.
And Turley will answer very promptly. But Danny will let it ring for 30 minutes.
That's sorry. Especially when he knows Wayne Lee's waiting, because he knows he's calling.
But you know what? I love it that Wayne Lee will not hang up.
No, he won't.
He will make sure that Danny answers that phone.
Hello, Danny.
I talk to him every night at 8:10 during the break, but if for some reason I don't get to him right then, he will wait. You're right. He'll wait for his me segment.
He's a good man. Wayne Lee's a good man.
He's obsessed with Carter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What's his fixation
there? Well, he talks about him all the time.
Carter.
No, that's you.
Oh, that's
Cora.
Me. Oh.
Yeah.
Carter.
Shout out to Wayne Lee.
Sounds like Carter to me.
Carter.
Well, fellas, we came in at just under 20 minutes last night. We may beat that tonight. We'll have to see.
20 minutes?
Yep.
Because the hockey game finished so fast?
Yeah.
And it's an early match,
yes,
start.
Yes, it is. We'll have to see if they get started on time.
So what'd you do for one segment?
Talk to Brent Severin. Guess what we're going to do tonight?
Hello, Babe Dick.
What?
Talk to Brent Severin.
Why?
Maybe for
I don't
segment.
Know. What are you going to do tonight?
That's what we're going to do.
For one segment?
Yeah. Because this is our regular time to talk to him.
So, are these nights that you don't have guests up?
No, they'll be up.
You'll have guests up for one segment?
Well, yeah. I'm not just going to host it by myself. It's the P1 Wild Ass Circus.
Right, but you have a guest on.
Right.
Don't they feel cheated? Are they allowed to come back?
Yes.
Like, do you have a rain check
yeah,
for them?
Yeah, we actually do kind of do give them a rain check. We immediately book them on another show that's like a couple of weeks away.
Well, that's nice.
And then if there's time, the official Christian rock band of the P1 WAC is going to be up here debuting one of their new tunes.
Petra?
No, they're kind of a modern-day version of Petra, though. More Petra than Striper. Which, by the way, I am getting multiple emails of P1 Christians telling me that they want this 2-hour Bible study with Corby to happen on the air. I got one from a guy today that said he would even organize a listening party with his Sunday school so they could all be there to listen to the whole 2 hours.
I'm getting those too. And you know what? I do think it's a good idea, just not with my group. Why do I have to be involved? Am I the draw here?
Yes, you're the hook.
Yes, you are. You're the draw.
Well, I don't want to do it.
Why?
What's
oh, they're calling my
you're
name
the draw.
Now.
Those are all people up in heaven calling your name.
Why don't you want to do it?
I just don't. You know what? If you get like...
You need a talent fee. Is that what this is about? Because we could probably raise some funding.
If you can round up about $500, which is what I charge for a 30-minute appearance.
At a Bible study.
Wow.
Charging the Lord.
Boy, that is mercenary Christianity, huh?
Does that punch your ticket, Grego?
Charging the Lord.
I'm not charging the Lord. I'm charging Richard.
Turn in a $500 talent fee to go to Sunday school?
You know what? I'll sit in with random Bible study people, but not my group.
Okay, so our own Bible study.
Sure, I'll come up and hash out religion with you.
Do you guys think maybe this is more swingers group and less Bible study, and that's why he's so hands-off all of a sudden about getting the couples up here?
I'm hoping it evolves into that.
Oh, my God. I think you got a better chance of it evolving into that up here.
Well, whatever. I'll take my chances.
Are you trying to go to hell?
Huh? Yes, I have been. For the last 4 years or 5 years, I've been working with you two idiots.
Well, I'm just glad to hear you accept the invitation. Idiots. We're going to start booking this, and we will have a wild-ass Bible study up here one night.
Okay.
With you.
A wild-ass
All right,
Bible.
2 minutes.
One more thing, Mike.
Oh, go
what
ahead.
What is that,
Richard?
Oh, yeah, I forgot something.
If we have time, we'll be joined in studio tonight by Marilyn Chambers and Ginger Lynn.
So old school with his porn.
And he's running out of names, too.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story's become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
Wee, wee, wee.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are. And expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
TSL equals AQH times time over cum. Where's my money?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Wee, wee, wee. Corby, you puss. What would you have done if she would have came over and asked the S on your D?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Wee, wee, wee.
Now I'm confused. Why are the Mavericks playing with small balls?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Wee, wee, wee.
Rick.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, P-Wolves, coming up tonight on the Wild Ass Circus, I'm going to have sex with a tire swing, a golf club, Mr. T, and my mom.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Wee, 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 wee.
Vaginal sauce, born, born.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Wee, wee, wee.
I'd like to express my appreciation to Ms. Bugazzi for servicing me in the elevator.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Wee, wee, wee.
Ooh, my poop is stinky.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Wee, wee, wee. What do you care if there's 100 losses this year? You're not going to do Diamond Talk anyway.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. The top 10 is next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, live from the Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
This is The Ticket.